graduate from
Wyoming? No, I never did graduate. Change majors too much.
What were you majoring?
Well, you see, I was majoring in English when I was at Bishop. Really, I was young. I was very young. I didn't know what I wanted to do, and there wasn't no such thing as guidance in these schools at that time. And I just took a major, that's all.
What did you wind up majoring in?
Industrial education. That was my latter year in Texas. How are you? You looking for some letterhead? You looking for some letterhead?
Uh-huh.
I'll have them ready for you tomorrow evening.
You did what?
I'll have them ready for you tomorrow evening.
Okay.
I'm working on them now.
All
right.
Tell me about what sort of groups and all you're active in.
None.
Clubs or things like that?
No. Not any.
What about, have you been active in different things?
Oh yeah, fraternity. Not too much in since I've been in business.
Uh-huh.
Been running the business, don't have too much time.
Mostly just work with the business?
Nah. Take part in the general trade shows and stuff like that, you know. Where the business is concerned, but other than that, I don't.
Have you ever been active in church or clubs or things?
Oh yeah, I go to church. I take part in, regular church activity.
You a deacon or anything?
No. Not a deacon.
Tell me some about your parents, where they were born and.
Well, my mother was born in Harrison County, and I was from Marshall. My father was born in Houston.
How much education do you think your parents had?
Well, my father had a degree from Bishop. He had his college degree from Bishop.
Uh-huh.
My mother finished, at that time, my mother had done some college work at Bishop, and then she later did some more at Prairie View. You know, they used to have, well, you see, in those days, some people got degrees and some didn't, but if you took so much college credit, you could get a teaching certificate, and that's
what...
Well, mostly it was... You had to have some, probably in the earlier days, but...
Uh-huh.
She finally kept on going. She never did finish, but she took some more courses at Prairie View. I remember when I was very small, that she would go to Prairie View in the summers. See, it wasn't no school here. Wasn't no such thing as Texas Southern or University of Houston.
When was Texas Southern founded?
Well, Texas Southern dates back. Texas Southern was a continuation of Houston College. It was called Houston College, and it was much older than I am. And it was on West Dallas, out there, West Dallas and Dunlavy. And that's exactly where Texas Southern. Of course, here I think it was around 47. Somewhere around, well, actually the city, that the public school system actually founded the first college. See, they founded the University of Houston, and then they had Houston College for Negroes. Well, Houston College Negro was actually the old, it was, the forerunner was Houston College. See, and they changed to Houston College for Negroes. And it ended up being, they had a Texas State University for Negroes, and then finally they named it Texas Southern. But I think it was around 46 or 47 when the state took over.